Then when you got threes, that was something else. You had to use an evener because it had to be proportioned. You see, we had a double tree on one end, and then the single horse had to have a lot more leverage. That was the evener part.
Oh.
You see here, you'd have your whole one-third of the distance and put your double tree on the short end, and then the other, the one horse had on the end of the evener a single tree. See what I mean?
Yes,
even the load, you see?
Right.
That's the way we
now
work.
That's the first explanation I've had of what evener is.
Well, that's what we used, three horse eveners.
Well, that's logical. That would be even.
I almost forgot about that.
Would this mean you'd have two horses on one side of the tongue?
That's right. If you used
the
tongue, now a lot of times in disc and plow, you didn't have a tongue, see?
Yeah.
But occasionally, some plows, the John Deere, for instance, did have a tongue, and that would be the way that would work, see?
Well, by golly, that really is the first time I've had that expression explained.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back
to I've even made them as a kid, you know. You'd measure out the distance, see? One-third the distance and put the double tree there, and then the single tree had twice the length, see what I mean? That would make
that
we give them one-third, see? That's right.
If a man goes out and, let's say, collects a load of wood and brings it back in his wagon, you would say he was...
We would just say hauling a load of wood.
Now, that's an interesting expression because after plowing the ground, then we used to use a tool that had spikes.
Harrows, spike tooth harrow.
Okay. Now, if one did live in fairly stony country and he had to haul these stones off to get the ground ready for cultivation, he'd call that...
Well, they used to have a rock boot gathering.
And this goes back also to earlier years. Several kinds of, in the wintertime, this was various means of transportation. Kids would use one to coast down the hill, and that you'd call a...
Little sled.
And then if you hitched a horse, a single horse or a couple of horses...
Well, of course, you had the sleigh, the one-horse sleigh. We have one.
You have one here?
We still use it.
And you hitch... Are you using the wintertime?
Oh, yes. Yes.
A lot of fun.
Oh, that's right. We have a big trail through the woods that one is covered with snow, and people come, we take them rides, they really enjoy that.
Ever use the term
bobsled? That bobsled was a two-horse deal,
that's,
see?
That's the difference.
The bobsled's made all the other difference. The bobsled's in two different sections. You can turn with the bobsled. There's the back runners and the front runners. I'm well acquainted with that. And used to, you see, they had a coupling pull, just like a wagon. You can turn the front wheels and a bobsled. See, you could turn the front, see,
mm-hmm.
off. Where the one horse sleigh was all in one piece. See, and you,
the
everything turned.
Just scoot the whole thing.
That's correct. See, the bobsled. That's right. The bobsled. We put about. Oh, I can remember the bobsled rides about once a year. I was as a kid when people didn't travel much in the winter. I can remember somebody. We had telephones. Some of the young people would call up. Well, let's go and so and so for a little party tonight. And maybe the folks would say, well, the boys want to get the sled ready, and they'd put straw in that old sled, you know, and some sharp, cool moonlight night. All the family would crawl in there. I can remember the big blankets huddled down in there. The horses, sometimes bells on them to going down the road. And go to a neighbor and play cards. And maybe they'd have some cider or wine. And
great fun.
And then about 10 o'clock, why, they'd go out to the barn and get the horses hitched up. They'd put them in the neighbor's barn while the people were in the house. And I can remember that old moon, cold and